AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Twilio's 55% quarter runs into an 8.8% low volume retreat as software strength narrows. Twilio remains in a 16-week active trend signal, but the latest pullback, cooling relative strength, and a wide fair value premium make confirmation the key test. Research brief. Twilio closed the week ended 19 June at $186.2, down 8.8% for the week, and 21.9% below its 52-week high, even as the stock remains up 55.2% over 12 weeks. The weekly trend backdrop is still active, and price is 27.5% above the 146.0 trend line. But volume ran at only 0.8 times the 13-week average, and market dynamics have cooled from recent peaks. Key points. 1. Twilio fell 8.8% in the latest week, badly trailing U.S. technology's 1.1% average gain and U.S. software infrastructure's 1.4% rise. 2. The recovery signal remains intact, with a 16-week active streak and price still 27.5% above the weekly trend line. 3. Participation was restrained. 10.8 million shares traded versus a 13-week average of 12.9 million. And a 52-week average of 13.3 million. 4. Relative strength remains positive, but has lost urgency, with the latest reading at 27.41, and down 16.5% over 4 weeks. 5. Risk is elevated, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 11.7%, versus an 8.4% one-year baseline, and the stock still 21.9% below its 52-week high. Recovery still intact, but the weekly move was poor. Twilio's deep recovery attempt hit resistance in the latest completed week, with the stock dropping 8.8% to $186.2. The move leaves the four-week return slightly negative, at negative 0.9%, despite a still strong 55.2% gain over 12 weeks, and a 59.8% gain over 52 weeks. That mix keeps the longer recovery alive, but shows that short-term follow-through has stalled. The weekly trend signal remains active for a 16th consecutive week, and Twilio is still trading 27.5% above its 146.0 trend line. The distance from ShareMaestro fair value is much wider, with price 93.9% above the $95.99 fair value marker, which signals premium demand but also raises the bar for fresh confirmation. The stock sits at 64.3% of its 52-week range, and remains 21.9% below the 238.5 high. Sector context makes the pullback stand out. The setback came against a constructive technology week. The U.S. technology group averaged a 1.1% weekly gain, with 69% of constituents in active trend, 86% showing positive market dynamics, and 53% carrying positive relative strength. Twilio ranked 93rd out of 100 in the sector for the week. A weak near-term showing despite ranking better on the 12-week window. The software infrastructure industry was more selective. The group averaged a 1.4% weekly gain, but only 39.0% of names had active trend signals, and just 22.0% showed positive relative strength, even as market dynamics breadth stood at 78.0%. Twilio's 12-week gain ranks 18th within the industry, so the recovery has been meaningful. But the latest weekly rank of 93rd shows the stock has slipped to the wrong side of current industry rotation. Market dynamics remain positive, but confirmation has cooled. ShareMaestro's activity pressure reading is still positive, at 1.00. But it is down 36.6% over 4 weeks and below the stronger readings seen through late May and early June. Relative strength is also positive at 27.41, yet it has retreated from 59.09 on 5 June. And is down 16.5% over 4 weeks. That leaves the signal state constructive, but less forceful than the headline 12-week return suggests. Volume does not confirm a decisive institutional push behind the latest move. Twilio traded 10.8 million shares, below both the 13-week average of 12.9 million and the 52-week average of 13.3 million, for a 0.8 times participation ratio. The contrast with a 5 June advance, when the stock gained 18.5% on 20.8 million shares, is important. Recent upside had heavier sponsorship, while the latest decline was material but not volume heavy. Risk profile and what to watch next. Risk remains two-sided. The opportunity evidence is that the weekly trend is active, price remains comfortably above the trend line, market dynamics are still positive, and the stock's 12-week performance is stronger than the broader software infrastructure average of 34.4%. The risk evidence is that two recent reversal markers have appeared. The latest week was a sharp negative move, and TWLO is still more than 20% below its high watermark. The next test is whether the stock can stabilize above the 146.0 trend line while activity pressure stops fading. A move accompanied by a volume ratio above 1.5 would carry more weight than another low participation bounce. If relative strength continues to weaken while the fair value premium remains near 94%, the recovery may stay intact on trend, but lose urgency in the weekly tape. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.